Okay. Okay, apparently the sound's okay.
好，大家听得到我们的声音吗？如果有听不到的话，要麻烦发言一下。
Okay, well, let's get started by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在开始向我们的天父认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we have now to study your word.
感谢天父给我们时间，让我们能够研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the concepts and principles that are being taught, that they become a part of our inventory of ideas.
感谢天父，让我们能够专注于你话语的学习，让我们这将这些智慧成为我们思想的一个很重要的一个储藏，让我们可以更能够知道我们生命的原则。
And at the same time that we develop the humility needed to apply these things to our lives.
也在这个同时呢，让我们能够学习谦虚的，能够在我们的生命中一直保有谦虚的态度。
In order that we can be blessed by your word.
让我们能够因为你的话语而得到祝福。
And that we can glorify you.
而让我们能够荣耀你。
And so we give thanks in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now what we're going to do today is just take a step back into where we were last week in Genesis. And then I've got some ideas based on what we were studying last week about the prism and the rainbow concept.
好，我们今天呢会先复习一下创世纪第六章，然后同时呢我们也会再继续的讨论当光经过了灵境会成为一个彩虹，那是我们要今天要更深入的来讨论这个彩虹。
So I just want to take us back to the verse in Genesis 6:12 where we left off last time.
我们先从这个创世纪六章十二节开始谈起。
And it says here, And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupted.
那上帝呢看着地球，而且呢看它是完全被败坏了。
Okay, now this word corrupt, remember we had the Hebrew word shakat, and it's going to appear four times in this passage.
在这一段经句里面呢，这个败那个 shakat 这个就是被败坏这个字会出现四次哦。
And we're talking about the corruption. First, it begins in the souls of the people that were upon the earth. And people, I mean humans and Nephilim.
我们在说的这些败坏是指在地球上面的这些人类，包括拿佛林，好，他们的思维被败坏了。
And then, as it comes to us in the second part of the verse here, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. And that corrupt there means they're corrupting the human line, the genetics.
然后第二句在这个经句的第二句说呢，所有的肉体呢在这个地球上的肉体呢也把它的这个遗传的这一条线呢都被败坏了。
Okay, so the word for the way there comes from the Hebrew word derek, which just means a way or a path or a line.
而这边讲到的这个道路呢，这个被败坏的路线呢的在这个希伯来文叫的 derek,好，它就是指的是那一条可以通的道路，或者是讲的是一条可以传承的线路。
Now humanity has corrupted its way in many ways, and usually it's because people get away from the word of God, and then they're sucking in the lies of the devil's world.
所以我们讲说，我们整个人类被败坏的这个状况呢，其实有很多地方是因为我们没有按照上帝的旨意而行为，然后我们就忘记了很多上帝教导，然后就会吸进很多错误的思考。
Now you can corrupt your own way, of course, as an individual, just through rejection of God's truth.
当我们呢，这个拒绝了神给我们的真理的时候，我们就会把我们自己的道路给败坏。
And then you can corrupt the way of your family or your generations, of course. If you teach your children incorrectly, if you're not teaching them the gospel message, then this way of your generations, that's being corrupted as well.
而如果呢，我们呢，没有教导我们的下一代正确的一些思维，那我们就会呢，把我们的这个家族，甚至我们这一代都给败坏了。
And we know, of course, that the ideas of an individual and the decisions of an individual, see, that affects the family, and that affects society, and that affects the whole nation.
所以我们要理解呢，我们一个人，一个个体，好，的整个思维，可能会影响到我们的家庭，也会影响到我们的这一个代，这一代的人，也甚至会影响到整个社会、国家，甚至世界。
And in this day and age, it's really like the national borders have been torn down through things like globalization and through the internet. And so the corruption is very easily spread from one country to another as well.
而现在这个世界呢，因为有这个网络的这个方便性、便捷性，所以我们很多的思维的影响力，它已经不会局限在我们自己的国家，而是国际性的在影响。
And with liberalism, we see more open immigration policy, so they're allowing people with different ideas from one culture to enter into another culture, and then that has a big effect, of course.
而再加上呢，现在的人呢，都可以从一个国家移民到另外一个国家，所以其实人的影响力是无远弗届的。
We see that, for example, in Europe and England over the last 40 or 50 years, how they opened up their countries to immigration through a lot of Muslims.And that's having a big effect on their society.
而在欧洲呢，这几年呢，因为一直都对这个穆斯林的一些国家打开他们的边界，让穆斯林国家的这些难民可以进到欧洲去，也因此呢，穆斯林的思维、思想、一些错误的这个教导，全部都影响了欧洲。
It's a similar problem that the Israelites, when they first went into the land of Canaan, see the Canaanites were worshipping their false gods.And God said, you have to separate them. You have to get rid of those people.
What was it?
This was at the time when the Jews came out from Egypt. Remember, they were given the land, but they had to fight for it.
Okay. 像当初呢，摩西带领的犹太人从埃及离开，就是出埃及后，他们为了寻找他们的这个应许之地，不是寻找，就是要到他们应许之地。就接触了非常多当地的人，那那些当地的人呢 ，Canaanites， 他们其实都有他们自己的一些这个假神，他们都在敬拜假神，所以呢，上帝就有告诉这个犹太人说，你们必须要跟他们分开，否则你们就会受他们假神的影响。
But God was very fair to those people. He gave them a warning. They knew about the power of God.And he gave them a warning that you have a chance to get out of this place. They were warned first that they had to leave or fight. And then eventually God said, well, any of these people that are in the land, the promised land, you have to destroy them. But he did give them a chance to get out of there.
而在当时呢，上帝其实是有给他们这个警告，就是要他们跟他们一定要分开来，要不然就是得要打仗。所以后来到最后呢，不得已，上帝就告诉他们说，你们必须要把这些拜假神的异族啊，给消灭掉。
But even in those days, going back 3,500 years, we see there were elements of liberalism amongst the Jewish people.
即使在当时是我们3500年前呢，你都可以看得到那些犹太人还是有这种所谓自由主义的思想。
They didn't obey the word of God, but felt very emotional. To some of these people, they said, well, they're just nice people. They've agreed that they're going to stay here and they'll help us out. And they're sure they're worshipping their gods, but they're not going to affect us.
在那个时代呢，那些犹太人呢，他们不只是说有自由主义思想，他们还非常的情感化哈。他们就说，哎，这些异族他们其实是很好的人啊，我们怎么可能就这样把他们给杀光了呢？就他们就感情用事。
But those people caused big problems for the Israelites. It was a cursing to them.
而这些自由主义思想的这些或者是很仁慈的犹太人呢，他们其实呢就造成了非常大的后患，而且呢就变成是他们所作所为变成的是他们族群的一个咒诅。
See, God had a way. He had a plan for the Israelite people, for the Jews, and he said, this is my way. And some of the Jews said, well, yeah, I'm going to go my way. And they took the my way highway, and they let those people live in the land.
这时候呢，上帝教导的他们的方法，这些犹太人呢，他们不但不接受，还是强调他们自人个人主义的这种道路，所以呢，就造成了他们后面来犹太人的一些悲剧。
They made decisions based on emotions, not on the word of truth.
所以呢，这些犹太人他们呢是下决定是依着他们自己的情感的判断，而不是按照神给的真理。
And they compromised the word of God, and then they said, "These are nice people, let them stay." But that caused a cursing.
所以他们呢是等于是调整了上帝给他们的这个真理的道路啊，而这些他们所做的调整，一个所谓的仁慈以待这些异族异教的人之后呢，造成了他们的族群的一个咒诅。
It's just another example of people corrupting their way or corrupting their destiny. What is God's plan for their life?
就好像说很多人呢，在他们的思维行为上面呢，他们等于是败坏了，然后呢就把神所给他们的道路败坏了。
And there's other ways that we need to look at this word way. So we're still focused on the word derek from the Hebrew and how it applies in many, many different aspects.
所以呢我们现在在讲这个道路哈，这个希伯来文叫 derek 的这个字，它的真正的意义啊，就是所谓它有多种用法，那我们现在继续来谈一下。
For example, we saw in Psalms 23:3, you have the same word derek there, talking about paths of righteousness. See, God has a way, and it's a way of righteousness.
在诗篇23:3里面讲到哈，一个公义的道路或公义的路径。那这个 path 就是这个所谓道路呢，也是用同一个字，就是 derek。
The concept there is that God leads you in paths of righteousness, but of course you have to be willing to follow Him.
所以在这个诗篇里面讲到的是说呢，上帝呢会引导你走他的公义之道，但是你当然必须要愿意顺服。
Okay, because you see the word derek here, obviously it can mean like a path or a way, but in this case here we're talking figuratively, like a way of doing things, a course of life or a mode of action.
所以这个道路呢，在这个地方它其实是用一种叫做意喻法比喻的方式好来谈这个是我们在人生上面的所有的行径跟方式。
And in the spiritual life, many times that relates to your thinking. Your thinking has to follow a particular way that aligns with the way of God.
因为我们所行的道其实都是根据我们思维而行。那这个思维必须要靠神的引导，神所给的那个思维之道。
Any kind of path, whether you're talking about a literal path, or you're talking about the figurative path of thinking, or the way of humanity, anything like that, it always has three parts. Whichever kind of way you're looking at, there's always three parts to a way.So whether you're talking about a road on the side of the, you know, you're talking about a road, or whether you're talking about a kind of a thinking, or a kind of a, like a plan and God's plan, there's always three common factors.
就不论什么样的道，好，它大概都有三件事情是共同，有共同性的。
Okay, they all have a beginning and a middle and an end.
就是它都会有起头，还有中间，跟最终的目标地，标地。
Okay, and that's, you know, like anything, if you're doing a project or anything like this, you should always be thinking in terms of how you begin and what's in the middle, and of course you need the destination, you need the end part.
就是任何的这个道哈，我们在谈的这个道，即使是在讲一个大的计划，我们在做一个计划，它也是一条路径，所以它也一定会有开始，然后会有一个最终的一个目标，然后以及它中间要走的那个方式。
I think this is a problem in Christianity today. Even the start, the beginning of Christianity can be very blurred because people say, well, when do I become a Christian? And they don't even know when they become a Christian.
对于一个基督徒来讲，这个道呢，其实是有一点，有一个问题，就是很多的基督徒他说，哎，我什么时候开始我的这条成为做基督徒的道路？他一开始是其实很模糊的。
If you're in a very religious church, they'll say, well, actually, your spiritual life begins when you start to become a good Christian.
像有一些那种非常宗教型的这个教会会跟你讲说，你的 宗教之路是来自于当你非常非常认真的去做一个基督徒的那一刻才是。
But then you have the problem of defining what is a good Christian. See, that's not an absolute concept. It's very relative.
而如果说你要从很好的一个基督徒的那种生活开始，你才叫做一个走上基督徒的道路的话，那什么叫做好？好基督徒的定义怎么去定？
Or in some churches, maybe they're very ritualistic. They rely on ritual as part of the spiritual life. And they might say, well, your Christian life begins when you've been baptized and when you've signed up for the church membership and when you start attending church regularly. That's when the Christian life starts.
如果呢是那种非常重视仪式形态的这个基督教的教会的话，他就会说你的是一个好基督徒，就是你要受洗了，然后呢开始这个稳定的来聚会了，还有
or when you become a church member、
哦、还要注册成为这个教会的会员，就是你他们会认为你做了这三种形式的事情，哎，那你就算是一个好的基督徒了，那这时候你就开始了你的基督徒之道。
As a new believer, I actually spent a bit of time in Pentecostal churches, and they said, well, you're not a real Christian until you're filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, because that shows that you're a real Christian, that you're born again.
那对于那种比较灵恩派的教会呢，可能会说，哦，你必须要有感受到圣灵，而且你可以用这个方言祷告了，哎，你才是真正走上了属灵之路。
Well, hopefully by now you realize that you become a Christian when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, and that's it.
而如果是常常参加我们的课程的这个伙伴，一定呢，你们现在应该知道，从当你相信耶稣是我们救主的时候，你就已经开始走上了这一条路。
That's when you get your 40 things, and that's when you're born again, that's when you become a child of God, etc., etc., etc.
也就是说当你相信耶稣是我们的救主的时候呢，你就得到了40个礼物，你就成为了神的孩子。
Okay. And then in the spiritual life, obviously you live forever and ever and ever, so there's no end to that. But in terms of being a Christian, God has a purpose for your life.
当然我们的这个属灵的生命啊，从那一刻开始之后，你其实是一直必须要永远不断的进步的。好，也许在你活着的时候，你没有所谓哪一天你能够达成、完成你的属灵成长的这件事，但是我们必须理解，我们成为一个基督徒是有，神是有给我们一个目标的。
This concept comes out in the Greek. You often hear like Paul or the other disciples talking about how you must become a mature believer or complete. The word is telios, but it can mean mature or complete. That's your goal.And complete means finished. We can translate it as finished as well. You're a finished product.
这个目标呢，神就是要我们成为一个成熟的啊基督徒，或者是一个完成，或者我们把它称之为成就了啊的一个基督徒。
And Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy, that was the last book he wrote, he actually said, I'm approaching the finish line now. I've finished the race. So he is implying there is a finish line.
保罗在提摩太二书后书特别有讲到说，就是我完成了这个赛跑，他这是他最后写的书了嘛，所以他把他的这种已经跨越了这个所谓的跑步的终点线的那个概念。
So he was comparing the spiritual life to a race, because you know, during the race you've got a start and there's a finish and there's a place in the middle and you have to do lots of training, that's taking in the word of God.
所以呢保罗呢他是把我们的属灵生活当作是一个赛跑，因为所有的赛跑它有开始，然后它有过程，而且它必须要不断的锻炼，然后最后会到终点。
And we're very fortunate that the Colonel was able to sort of break down the spiritual life into different components or areas called the 10 problem-solving devices.
而上校牧师呢，他用一个很有趣的方法呢，把我们这个所谓的属灵生命成长的这个赛跑呢，把它分成十个不同的部分，称之为十个解决生命问题的办法。
So he clearly taught about the beginning point as salvation, and then you had the 10 problem-solving devices, beginning with rebound, and then the filling of the Holy Spirit, the faith rest drill, for example.
好，所以他把属灵生命的这个起跑点哈，当作是我们得到救恩的那一刻。然后呢，他教导我们的第一个方法是反弹，然后。然后呢，经过反弹呢，我们第二个部分就是能够圣灵充满。
And then we have the faith rest drill to overcome the problems in life.
然后，第三步就是信靠与安息。
And then you had all the way up to problem solving number 10, which was occupation with Christ. That's the key goal.
好，然后呢，一路上最重要的一个第十步呢，就是呢，能够将耶稣基督完全的充满于我们的思维中。
Okay, and that fits in also. I actually add number 9 as well, but number 10 is related, of course, where Jesus had said that the greatest command is to love God. So you add number 9 is personal love for God the Father.
而第九个呢，就是往回跳一步呢，就是这个爱。Jesus, right?
Well, actually, the kernel puts it as loving the Father, because Jesus said to love God, so as the Son, he's referring to the Father.
好，第九点呢，是爱我们的神，爱主，爱上帝。
And number 10, of course, occupation with Christ. That means you're focused on Jesus Christ, even under the depths of the greatest pressure, the testing.
而第十个呢，就是定睛于耶稣基督，好，即使在非常非常有压迫、有压力的生活状态下。
Because that's your purpose in life, is to be tested as a witness in the angelic appeal trial.
因为我们人生而为人的理由就是为了能够成为神的见证人。
Okay.
所以我们是会一直不断受到试炼的。
So you can see here that you know, we have a way, this is a path to travel. It has a beginning and a middle and an end. There's a purpose at the end.
所以呢，这是一条道路，它是有开始。有过程，还有最后的结终点在。
Okay, now you're probably hearing some interference because it's really raining quite heavily outside.
你们可能听到一些杂音，这是因为我们这边正在下非常大的雨。
Okay, so I don't think it's caused by any technical problems, but natural problems.
所以这不是什么那个电线的杂音静音啊，这是我们的天然的杂音噪音。
Okay. You just have to maybe try to strain your ears a little bit more to hear clearer.
好，所以你们得要稍微训练一下耳朵，能够让听到我们的声音清楚一点。
Now going back to Psalms 23:3. Talking about the wheel tracks of righteousness. Now, these are things that have to be developed in your soul.
好，在这个诗篇二十三章第三节里面讲到，这个就是轮的轨迹。好，它其实是我们需要在我们的魂里面呢，去把它这个建构起来的。
And if you remember, we had the analogy relating to these wagon tracks, because the first time that a wagon track is made, it makes just a very small impression. But after a while, it gets a bigger and bigger impression, and that gives a guideline for people behind you to follow.
因为这个比喻呢，就很像那个在那种古老的那种烂泥地上哈，西部这个从东去开拓西部的这些美国人，他们驾着马车，第一辆走过这条路的那个轮子的痕迹是非常非常浅的。但是呢，大家跟随着他一直往前的一辆一辆的马车过去之后，那个轮的痕迹就越来越深，越来越深。所以到后来，你后面的人几乎都不需要思考，就可以按照这个轨迹向前行。
What you're actually doing is building up habits in your thinking, like thinking habits.
所以这一件事情呢，其实是在告诉我们说，我们必须要养成我们思维的习惯的惯性。
And you have to build up those habits to overcome your sin nature.
你要建立跟随着主的引导呢，你不断的建立这样的一个思维的习惯的时候，你就可以对抗你原来的罪性。
It starts with training. If you have a small child who's never trained, he just follows the sin nature naturally. So, you know, he'll always be screaming at the parents and disobeying his parents and stealing and getting angry about everything.
就是如果呢，对一个小孩子你要教导他哦，就是必须你要给他一定的一个规则跟训练。否则的话你没有给他足够的训练，他当然是按照他原来的罪性，好，不管是爱吵闹或者爱 反抗父母的管教等等，这都可能是他原来的天性里面就有的问题，所以你必须要建构这样子一个训练的轨迹。
But through the discipline of his parents, then it hurts, right? Good discipline should hurt. And then even a very small child at 2 or 3 years of age can learn to develop a habit of not going to his sin nature every time he has a problem.
所以呢，这是父母呢，其实是需要经过对孩子的管教来建立这样子的一个一样思维习惯或行为的习惯。但是任何的管教在开始的时候都是会痛的。
And as they get old and the little child is developing the ability to understand thoughts and concepts, then he can learn through thought how to control the sin nature, not just through the fear of being disciplined.
而当孩子呢逐渐被长大了，在这个管教之下逐渐长大，他就建构了他的思维的习惯，所以他就非常清楚，他不会再按照他原来的罪性想怎么做就怎么做，他会经由思考而得到他该做的方法。
Yeah, so even from a very young age, people can learn how to develop good habits of thinking.
所以要从很小的时候呢，就要把小孩子的思维习惯给养成。
Okay, now we're about to run out of Zoom time, so what we'll do, we'll stop here for a 10-minute break, and then I'll see you back at, that'll be 2:20.
25.
2:25, okay.
好，我们休息10分钟，2:25回来。
Bye, 20, huh? Come up, Kong Tai.